Okay, so we're up to 140, and we're starting to talk about the two worlds, the two ways Hashem leads the world. Okay, so
140, you say?
140, yeah. Now, there's a very, what he's going to talk about now is explaining the hanhaga, the behavior, the way we see the behavior of Hashem in the world. Now, what the concept is that Hashem doesn't have behavior or doesn't do things in the world based on his reaction. It's based on what the world needs and how he's going to interact with the world at that particular moment. So apparently, the Rambam says that that interaction of Hashem with the world is called a yeled. It's as if he's giving birth outside of himself to giving that hanhaga. She says like this, "Va'omar yeled hushala zois hamila lahamtzas hadvar mativim." To create, Hashem gives birth means he creates something in the world outside himself, so to speak. But terem harim yuladu, before mountains were born. And we use that term also when Hashem is interacting with the world in a certain way. So also when it's Hashem's quote-unquote thoughts. He's saying there's a whole mashal in how Hashem interacts with the world. So there's a mashal of a mother who has to create something, a child. So the mother creating the child is a process. There's a pregnancy where the child is developing. And then there's the birth, and then there's the child is born. So Hashem, in his Hanhaga in the world, that's the mashal Tanakh uses many times. So we'll say something is Behirayon, there's an idea that is being that's pregnant means that it's from the it's in the stage of when Hashem is going to do it until he does it, and that's called that stage. Okay, and it's different psukim refer to that. So we want to try, anytime that you try to give a mashal, you try to give all the details of the mashal. Every idea starts off as a little germinated seed and ends up, it's literally like a birthing process, right? When you have a deal that you're thinking of, so first you have the idea. The idea is like that, germinating the seed. But you got to develop the idea. The birth is like when you close. Right? Okay, it came to fruition. So every idea, interaction of Hashem in the world is going through that same process. That every time that an idea it happens and then it becomes mushlam, that's in addition to the creation of the idea. Then every single idea after it's born also goes through steps, because the idea then has to be completed. So the idea happens, but then it has to go through a shlemus. Okay, fine. Now, let's get to the point. So what's he saying with all this? So he's saying in the paragraph called Omnum, Omnom kar shamata lamala hayois kol inyanei hanimtzois miskashrin zeh v'zeh. You know what he's getting at? He's connecting this thing back to the idea that we started probably over a week ago, where he, maybe even 2 weeks ago, where he mentioned the idea that everything in the world is related to each other. There's an ecosystem and a hierarchy where everything in the world is connected to one another. So each idea, kind each thing gives birth, so to speak, to the next one. So there's a constant, Hashem gives birth, then that thing now is giving its birth to the next. And together the entire world, Kesher is one big Kesher. And it's a Metzias together. And it's only completed when it's all together. And that is the beauty. That's the beauty of the world, is all the pieces coming together. And that is the opportunity to think about the godless of Hashem. The way that one is supposed to think about the godless of Hashem is not in a vacuum on that inyan, it's seeing the full picture. So, what is the word yofi? Yofi means beauty, right? So, what is beauty? Beauty is when it's very hard to analyze beauty when you are only focusing on one thing. Because you only focus on that on one thing, right? If you have a beautiful painting, but if you take a microscope and you focus up on the corner of the thing, you're never going to experience the beauty of it. No, the beauty is that this particular art shows the shadow and the light, how they interact, and how the colors bring out each other. Well, they only bring it, right? It's the beauty is because of how the pieces interact. It's not, there's no beauty in something which is a standalone thing, because the beauty refers to a shlemus. Shlemus is only when there's multiple parts together working together. There's no yoifi otherwise. And I heard a shlemus from Rabbi Alan Piazza. He was talking about in the kinnis on Tisha B'Av, we refer to Yerushalayim very often as Yerushalayim has a yoifi to it. Yerushalayim has had a beauty to it. So what's the beauty? Has good scenery? What? In other words, Yerushalayim was able to bring together all the multiple parts of everything, and everything had a makom there. There's nobody that didn't have a makom there. So it incorporates everything, and everything fits. When things fit together, that's the beauty. What's the beauty of a sugya? When you learn different parts of something, and then all of a sudden the parts fit. Right? But when you, if you just run something independently, then it's chashuv, it's big, it's impressive, but it's not beauty. Yoifi is the fitting together of the parts. So the beauty of Hashem's bria, right? When something captures your attention, it's the fact that you can, right? It's how the mountain interacts with the sky. It's how the mountain is interacting with the valley underneath it, right? So that's what beauty is. Ki kol inyan asher nimtza b'hanhagaso yizbarach, neida sheyesh lo b'hanhaga atzma inyan koydem yichayvu v'yikra leisiba u'moylim. So everything that you are oymed on in the Bria, everything you see in the Bria, you have to take a step back and think, what's this item's position in the Bria? Why? What does this serve, and what served it to get here? Because nothing is, we call it a food chain, because everything has something before it and after it, right? So everything in the world had that which needed to create it, and that which it needs to create. And the beauty is when you understand how everything fits together. And if you could, the more you could have a big picture view of how everything fits together into the Bria, what's that connector? Why are they all here? They're all here to serve Hashem. They're all here to bring out the Kavod Shemayim. So if you understand Kavod Shem Shemayim, then you can understand how everything fits together. So, for example, if you're a scientist, so you may understand well the human body. So you could probably understand a certain amount of beauty in the human body, right? But you, as a scientist, cannot explain what's the difference between me and you, because that's an emotional, spiritual difference. But all right, but then a psychology, he can explain that, but he can't explain the other. So where do you have the way to figure out where everything fits in is only through understanding that Hashem created everyone with a tachlis. So everyone has what they're fitting in for. So that's basically what he's saying. V'zehu klal ha'koinonios shezachartin l'mayla shemizgalgulim ba'olam yishmei ha'shamayim. And that's how the world makes a hashpah, one thing leads to the other. B'yod's kolonim tzoris ha'lyonis ha'tachtonis ha'gvois v'hashvalis. There's high, there's low. Miskashra zu b'zu, everything's connected. V'noldois u'mischaivois zu mizu. And everything gives birth to the other. U'v'hashpia ha'odom baruch hu achas ma'hashpah oisav l'nafkin b'mash ha'tifal ba'olam levad. El gamash yochol kolul b'chuk ala'oilid. So everything has to lead to the other. Fine. So the more that Hashem puts into the original Hashpah, the more it's going to end up be expressing itself in each of the toldos.
That's similar to the Shachar or something.
Yeah.
Shtashlus.
Ishtashlos, yeah.
But here it's also to the side. Not only like
Right,
down.
meaning it's the entire Bria is part of that.
Down and also the same.
So look at the last paragraph of 140. So when you are oimid on the depths of the creation, rabba, you will notice a tremendous chokhmah. The yuvnu starim rabba, you'll even understand the Torah better. You will be able to understand many things that you don't understand till now. So he's saying a very big chiddush like this. Basically, since every hanhaga is related to the next, and you can never look at one hanhaga by itself, so he says on the bottom, he's coming to answer this fundamental question about, so the world doesn't make any sense. Why do good things happen to bad people? That question. The world, the way we see it, doesn't seem to make sense. The answer is that it can only make sense when you're able to view it as what its position is in history as part of bringing about, and you understand that it's bringing about a
Chain
full
reaction.
chain reaction creation. So in the same way, right, you like Rabbi Miller will say, you know what's so gorgeous about an apple, right? And he'll tell you all 10 things about why Hashem made apple perfect, right? Or like we see now, he has a great vart there, Rabbi Miller. This is unbelievable. When things are not ripe, the fruits, I see it on my mangoes on my tree, right? Then they're green, and then when they become ripe, they become red, yellow. Why? Let them be green the whole time or yellow the whole time, just small. Is it because the idea is that you're waiting for it? So when it's green, it still looks like it's part of the camouflages into the tree. It's just part of the leaves, tree. It doesn't stand out. What catches your attention is when it starts to get ready. So Hashem wants you to realize it's ready to catch your attention and you can be ready for it. Now you take it on. The science will only explain what turns it to be green and what turns it to be red. But you're not getting the full shleimus if you don't bring in the purpose of creation into the world. The purpose of the apple is for us to enjoy it. So Hashem doesn't want us to have extra tzar waiting for the thing, so it turns green later. That's why it happens. But a scientist will never explain that. He can just explain there are certain chemicals that come into the fruit as it's getting ripe that cause the colors to change. Very good, but he's not bringing in the human part to it. And only once you bring that part in, then you can explain the beauty, really. Because then you see how it fits with the rest of creation. Okay? So both in the physical world and in terms of the Hanhaga of Hashem, that our job is to continue looking at the world in its full picture.
Nice.
Okay? No shir Sunday or Monday. Well, I'm not being down.
Oh, where are you going?
Sunday morning we'll have a shir, but Sunday night I'm not here.
Where are you
I'm
off to?
Lakewood.
Wedding?
No, there's no weddings before my Boimer.
Oh, right.
I'm recruiting Yim Galit for the Kollel. Huh?
It's not for
Shrech.
that. It's only. It's a difference between a young person and a grown up. So you can see that the older actions are connected. It doesn't go random to one point. Like
Right.
it's everything that you do, you don't connect it. So that's Shavuos, that it's like an adult, but you can connect. That's when we count, when we connect.
And we connect, and you count yesterday also.